You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. My name is Emeka, and I'll be interviewing a variety amount of professionals in the real estate industry to help you get 1% closer to your goal of buying your next real estate investment. My goal with this podcast is to show the world that regular people like you and me can buy real estate to build wealth. Today we have Marco Barber. In 1996, Marco graduated from Fairfield University and turned down a job with GE Capital to go into the restaurant business with his brother, Gino. At the age of 23, he bought his first multifamily property, a four-family in New York. In 2013, he began investing with his brother and Jake in Knoxville, Tennessee, where they purchased their first 25-unit deal. Since then, he's partnered with Jake and Gino and on his own on over 3,700 units and has witnessed and participated in the growth of the company. He is a husband and a father of three beautiful girls. His family and multifamily are his two main focuses in life. Let's listen to Marco. All right, Marco, no introduction needed. How are you today?
Good, man. How are you doing, Emeka?
Doing good. Well, the world knows, you know, the famous Marco. So can you tell the world a little bit about how you went from a chef to going into real estate?
Yeah. So I really didn't go from chef to real estate. I never thought I was going to be a full-time real estate investor. You know, I was a really great chef in a family restaurant, winning awards. And, you know, I thought I was going to do it forever. I was doing cooking classes. I jarred the marinara sauce. I started a marinara sauce company. I was really growing the restaurant. And I actually started multifamily when I was 23 years old. My immigrant father, who didn't go to college, taught me how to buy a four family. And that changed my whole life. And I owe it to him. And I always give him as many units as I close or deals, I give him the credit. But yeah, he got me started. And that's what I do nowadays to these young guys. You know, to the young guys, grab your dad, go buy a duplex, go buy a four unit, 21 years old, get your father, read these great books, watch the podcast, get the education. We teach in the mastermind to be a student for life. You know, just learn, surround yourself with the people that are doing it. And, you know, think big, start small. And that's how I started. And I just did multifamily. I did that four family. My dad basically just said to me, he said, Marco, you're going to do good at the restaurant, but, you know, learn how to invest in some stocks. But mainly, he said, buy duplex and fourplex. That's what he knew. So I never thought, I had limiting beliefs that now in the mastermind, I crush people's limiting beliefs. I never thought I could, like, quit my job. I never really wanted, and I didn't really want to because I liked to be a chef. But then as I was getting older, I saw the passive. Every deal I started to close, a little more passive. I'm like, wow, if I could keep doing this, people see what the single families, they do that, you know, Burr strategy, and they keep thinking doing that. And that's when they want to get to multifamily. I'm like, if after my, you know, 2012, after 1998, I didn't buy for a while because I was young, but in 2012-19, I started buying a deal and refining. And I said, once I got the deal 4 or 5, I saw the passive, the cash flow. I said, wow, if I can get a certain amount of deals and certain cash flow, I'm going to be making more than my restaurant. Why am I here? And that's, it just happened. Like I didn't do it. Like the mistake people make nowadays, a lot of the beginners that start, they're joining and they're trying to close deals before they get educated. And they're rushing to close a deal to try and get passive to quit this job. Instead of multifamily that we teach is not a get rich quick. It's a get wealthy slow. So we teach play the long game. And, you know, if you do it right, you will quit your job, but you don't need to quit your job in a year or two. You need to do it right. And that's what we teach. And when it's done right, it's the most powerful asset. And I think the most powerful space out there. And that's how I got involved. And being able to invest in that many deals, crush that limiting belief. In 2019, I sold a restaurant. I went full-time multifamily right before COVID. Thank God. I didn't know COVID was coming. I did the Kiyosaki thing. I didn't rush. Because I liked my job. You know, I was a very, very good executive chef. I had opportunities coming every month. I had a magazine that invited me to write for the magazine. I left a lot. You know, I was really winning an award a year because after 10, 15 years, I started to do really well. The magazine wanted me to write. I had restaurant owners wanted me to offer me partnerships every month or two. A restaurant owner who needed help was like, here, you could have a partnership, no money invested, come in and help me. So there was a lot of opportunities that were starting to come from it, you know, besides my own restaurant that made me some good income. But I decided to sell because of the stress level. And after doing it 25 years, I love multifamily. I could do multifamily 7 days a week and it's not work to me. You know, I could do it when I'm on vacation. I could do it at the beach with my wife. I could do it in my office at home. I could do it anywhere. And it's the main reason I quit my job is I can work on my health. When I was at the restaurant, I couldn't work on my health as much. I was stuck in that restaurant. Doing multifamily, I could be on calls while I'm walking all day. I walk 5 miles a day. A lot of people are doing this multifamily game, putting up pictures of their boats, Lambos, all this stuff. And they're doing it for that reason, to show off. I did multifamily to work on my health and because I love it.
No, I love that. One of the things that you mentioned is, you know, you got to get educated first. I joined your mastermind, MIH mastermind. And one of the first things you told me was, you know, I need to slow my roll and just get educated for a year. You told me over a year, it kind of broke my heart because I was thinking like, once I join this mastermind, tomorrow I'm going to get in a deal. That wasn't the case. But once you told me to educate for a year, I educated for months. You told me to network as well. And I networked with a bunch of people. And then about 8 to 9 months later, I'm in a deal. So what you're saying is absolutely the truth. And it's all thanks to the MIH mastermind. And speaking of that, that was able to, you're very successful with building the mastermind. And on top of that, you've been very successful with your restaurant. You're doing magazines. You're giving advice, doing all this catering right before COVID. How are you able to keep that success up?
I mean, how to keep it up. It's some recommendations I have of, you know, as a student for life. I'm just constantly growing, constantly educating. I'm engaged 7 days a week. Some recommendations are like, you know, the right education, like books like Who Not How. How do I have 47 multifamily properties over 4,000 units? How do I self-manage? We have two self-management companies. One's I'm hands-off on, and the other one I'm with Chris, and I self-manage 20 properties. It's, you got to build systems in the Who Not How book. Number one person that really changed my life was Tony Robbins, Business Mastery One. He has many platforms, UPW, all that, but the Business Mastery One talks about innovation and evolution. Those are the two main things you need to learn or else you're not going to succeed. You're either innovating or you're dying. Gary Vee for marketing. I'm a master at sales now. I'm really good at marketing. I fully booked a mastermind with zero ad spend the last 4 or 5 years. Zero ad spend. When everybody's spending $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month to book their groups, it's through the Gary Vee methods of adding value, tips, and all that, as you see, as we teach in the mastermind. And then actually the MIH mastermind, being the teacher and the leader, I'm the leader of the group. I learn from you guys because, you know, a true successful person doesn't have an ego, puts his ego to the side and learns with people. I'm going to turn 50 this year. I could be 70 and I'm still going to be learning. There's so much to learn in life and in multifamily and crypto and all this. You never can stop learning. And when you can learn from, Emeka, I can learn from you. You're in your 20s, but I still learn from you. When you're doing something on your deal, maybe it's doing something I've never been through. And I'm like, oh, so tell me what happened. How'd you solve that problem? You tell me and I learn, you know? So the mastermind has been in 2013 to 19, I was 2016, 19, I was doing 4 hours of education, 2, 3 to 5, 6 days a week of multifamily. So I decided I want to leave the restaurant. And then I was all in, and we teach all in the mastermind. And it's like Kobe Bryant says, somebody who does something 20 minutes a day versus somebody who does something 3 hours a day. Kobe Bryant's big on this. At the end of the year, how much more ahead is that person who's doing it 3 hours a day? You know, talent is great, but it's not just talent that wins. It's hard work. You know, the person who puts in the work. So I put in the work in getting educated. But then once I was educated, I found Hadar, one of my partners, and we started this mastermind. And this mastermind has had me engaged 7 days a week since 2020. And that's what we teach, is you need to be engaged. You need to be a student. You need to be continually learning. And the more successful you get, when you have a couple deals, that's okay. You know, once you start getting to 5 deals, 10 deals, it's getting serious. You better be on top of your game and your systems better be in place and the right partnerships better be formed, because we're seeing a lot of wrong partnerships. I'm actually selling 2 deals. One of the partners is just not pulling his weight. And, you know, it's just nothing bad. It's just not every partnership's going to work. And it's actually good. The deals are very good deals and we're making good money on them. We just, we're going in different directions, you know. So even me, who has 47 deals, and I have a partnership masterclass where we teach partnerships, you don't always know. Sometimes you think somebody's that, you know, if you're an A player, you only want to be around A players. A players cannot be with B players, and B players cannot be with A players, unless the A player can teach the B player to elevate, or can help that B player become better. So you think sometimes that person's an A player and you'll do a deal, but yeah, that's a few things about that.
No, that's amazing. And you have so much experience. So what are the most common mistakes that you see for people who are getting into the multifamily arena?
There's like 10. And I'm going to go through them kind of quickly in my head. And I won't elaborate too much, but this is an important question, because that's what's wrong with multifamily nowadays, is too many people like crypto, like stocks, like other things. Like now, business acquisitions is hot. Everybody's jumping into business acquisitions masterminds, and they want to get rich quick. And people jumped into crypto, they want to buy Bitcoin and all these coins. The problem with multifamily, 2020 COVID, everybody's starting to jump in. And the mistakes was these people jumping in, like I told you, to get wealthy slow, not to get rich quick. They were flipping 200 unit properties, syndications, 2xing in a year. And they think multifamily is like a flip thing. And they're buying on, they're overpaying in Texas, Houston, Arizona, all these markets. And they're thinking it's like, I'll just buy and I'll overpay because of appreciation. And then they got the floating debt. Now you're seeing the multifamily crash with the foreclosures. So the first mistake out of like 7 or I can cover, too many beginners joined the space and they went backwards. And there's a mastermind out there right now that's run by two people who are in the space for 2-3 years. They say more, but they're beginners and they're good people and they have a good intention, but they shouldn't be running a mastermind, because I started when I was 23 and I'm 50 and I have like 20-30 years experience, you know, and that's who you want as a coach. You don't want somebody who's got 2 or 3 years coaching you. What do they know? They barely know. They didn't educate. Like they're not self-aware. They don't have enough education to educate somebody or run a mastermind. And they're getting a lot of beginners in their group, and these beginners are closing deals. And I was on the phone with one last week, two people from that mastermind are in our group, and I know, and they're telling me their deals are not doing well because beginners are buying these deals. They're not putting enough CapEx aside. They don't know how to run them. They have third party and they have vacancies. They have 15 people on a JV, which shouldn't be 15 people on a JV. And they're tagging and posting it. If you're going to do a 15 person JV, don't tag everybody. Don't let people know that. You know, they don't know the real word JV. You know, I don't do JVs. I do generational wealth deals. That's the thing too. People like JVs, joint ventures. I'm like, I really don't do those. I mean, but the people who do them, they're doing them wrong. You know, they're really syndications hidden as JVs, but that's fine. Inspections are being done improperly. And I've witnessed one. And there's a lot of issues on one of the properties that we're helping somebody with. They just didn't do the inspection right. And that's what I love to go on inspections, especially with Chris and Sharpline, because my uncle's a builder. So I've learned a lot. I've built 3 houses in my life. So I love doing inspections, and I have a good eye for my uncle. My uncle used to point out stuff. Third party in 2012 to 2022 was doing great. Economy's good. There's not a lot of delinquencies. People are renting. Things are fine. What happens? Just like 1990, you were too young back then. 2007, 2023, when a recession hits, we went over this, the third party's exposed. They can't keep up because evictions go from 100 a week to all of a sudden 300 a week, the lawyers are reporting. So the third parties can't keep up with that. That's when self-management kicks in, and the people self-managing, like me running my restaurant, not having managers, are going to be ahead of the people who are lazy in the restaurants. So that's another thing. Third party. Let's see. People got the wrong debt. People were taking risks, overpaying, and they're getting floating debt and just the wrong debt. You know, thank God that our teams, I have people in place that really understand financing, because that's not my strong point. I understand financing. I just don't like it. So when you're not really interested in something, I learn it. But that's the who, not how. I get my team member to make sure we go over the financing and it's what proper for the deal. We have somebody who's really good at debt. Running out of CapEx money is really big. I know a couple deals that will... One may go to foreclosure and one's going to be a 50% loss. They thought 20, but they ran out of money to do turns, to do the outside, to do some work outside. And they can't even have a capital call on it because I don't think they're, it's just, we're trying to fix the deal and the debt's wrong. And that's a lot of these deals are running out of money. I see for CapEx. And the last thing, not the last thing, I mean, there's so many other things, but I think there's a lot of forced partnerships. There's a lot of people I see, and I post on the chat, MIH chat, how not to post. There's stupid people going on these groups of like 30 or 50,000 in multifamily, and you're smiling because you know I posted because we try, we create a family in MIH. We don't want you guys to make these mistakes. The people go on and be like, I got a deal. Who wants to JV? You don't partner like that. This isn't monopoly money. You don't go on Facebook and a group of multifamily group of 30,000 people and ask who wants to partner. I mean, that's in the partnership class. Did you build a relationship with a guy for 6 months or a year? Do you know what they're about? Do you know if they're going to put the work in? And I'm seeing so many deals. People are putting up stupid posts. They're too cheap to invest in themselves to join a good group. And when you join the mastermind, you meet your partners, like you met Nico and Jaideep in the mastermind. And Sharpline did a JV, a $1.5 million JV, their first JV Sharpline did. And in the mastermind, it built a team of five people at $1.5 million. That's the proper way. In the mastermind, not posting on social media, who wants to partner? So the partnership thing is, it blows my mind, some of these beginner posts. And once again, it's not monopoly money.
Exactly. You have so many tips that I think are so valuable and that you're giving for free. So that's going to be amazing. One of the things that you said, Marco, was you had people who are flipping apartments, you know, the following year, because when COVID happened, you know, all these interest rates fell. They have no experience. With your experience, what do you think is going to happen within the next couple of years and what you're seeing in the economy today?
Well, I just did a good 1 hour, 1.5 hour of how to get rich in this multifamily crash from 2023, 24, 25. We just did that. I covered everything. I covered supply, demand. I covered when rents are going to go up and when rents are flattening. So I'm going to put up, you know, somehow to your crowd here.
We're going to email. I can post it in the show notes. Okay.
Yeah. I did it with Nico, actually. Nico and Yosef's free education Zoom. And it was what to expect. It was amazing. It was probably one of my cousin told me it was one of my best calls. So literally, I really want you to send that to everybody because we did so good on it. What do I expect? I expected this. And in the chat, November 2022, once again, you know, I could go up, screenshot it and post it right now. Predicted everything that's happening. Absolutely. Restaurants. I told everybody 2023, 24, and 25 will be crap. And it's just common sense because once again, 1990, 2008, 2020, it's different now. They're saying the economy is good, but it's a multifamily crash, multifamily recession. I knew since 2012 to 22 was a historic 10-year run. You need things to calm down. The government will fakely, even if it doesn't happen, pull levers to calm things down. You can't, we've had a historic 10-year run. So then people think, oh, 2023 is going to be bad and they're going to lower rates a ton and we'll be right back at it in 24. I'm like, no. You need at least 3 years, 2, 3, 4 years, maybe. 2007 crash was 2007 to 11. Things didn't start to loosen up until 2012. That was a big one. You know, 1988, my father finished building 26 houses with my uncle in Briarcliff, Westchester town. New, brand new homes. Sold the last one in 1988 in the Reagan years. And then that recession happened, 1989 to about 1994. We bought the restaurant in 95, coming out of that recession. 96 to 2005 was phenomenal. So history repeats itself. I'm seeing what I expected to see. And they're like, rates are going to come. And now they lied. Rates didn't really come down. But I'm expecting to see 25. And we follow month by month. So these are just my opinions. This isn't like MSNBC. You know, I'm not predicting. So these are just what I see. And as you see in the mastermind, we analyze month by month and we're careful and we don't make full predictions. We analyze and we take our time. We're not in a rush to buy deals. We're not in a rush to refi. We're not in a rush to do stuff. But I have a feeling 25 is going to be a little flat with the presidency and stuff. Doesn't matter. I don't think who gets elected. The fix is going to be in either way. You know, we're not going to get into that conspiracy theory of our vote doesn't count. But we don't talk politics here. But I think it's going to be a little flat and I think it needs to be flat. I think it needs to be, you know, realtors aren't making money. The volume is down. Loan guys left the space. You know, only the good ones are really doing the deal, the loans. There's not a lot of refi going on. rates, I think, like they said, this year they're supposed to come down more, but I think they're going to come down once or twice next year. I'm looking forward to it. I hope they are. So, like, I hope they are. And if they don't, I'm okay. I can wait. I have seven refis lined up, like, literally can do now, but I'm patiently waiting because I want rates to come down a little more, because as they come down, they will be better. And if rates are high, like we always talk about, it's another tip. If rates are 10%, I'm buying at 10%. Because I'll get a better deal. As long as it cash flows, I'll buy 15% if it cash flows. Because if you buy 10% just to say, and then rates are at six, you refi at six, it's a double win, you know? So just being patient. And we don't know which way it's going to go. They said already one way. What I'm being patient about is I want to see which way it goes. And then I'm going to pivot and innovate and evolve in the way it's going with my deals. So my deals are all sitting with good debt and they're all cash flowing. They're all doing okay. There's one or two that will, you know, when you have 47 deals, there's, you know, there's no capital calls, thank God. And 28 are generational wealth or just four partners that they're going to my kids. The syndications, we don't have capital calls, thank God. But there are deals, you know, nobody's immune to this. And if they say they are, they're lying. Everybody's going to take a little bit of a beating. Everybody's going to stop draws here on this deal or that deal and have some vacancies. The good people could be honest about it and they communicate to people about it and fix your problems. Just be honest, ultra communication with your investors or even with your partners and just solve all the problems. 2023, 24, 25 is the year of solving problems and getting through it and making sure your deals are okay. Because when you come out of it is the time when you want to be, you know, everything's all right. You're going to do those refis. You're going to be okay. And we're not pushing to buy deals, but like we always say, when's a good time to buy multifamily? It's always a good time to buy multifamily. So we're always looking. Like I did seven deals in 21 or 22. I did this year, we did two. That might be it. That's it. We did a 40 to JV, which is the returns going to be unbelievable. It's going to be over a 3X. The refi is going to be a very big refi after year two. It's a big CapEx. No draws for 2 years. And then at the end of year two, there's going to be a refi and draws and everything. It's all done on purpose. We love those deals. And it's just five partners. So I think I might be done for the year. I'm not pushing. I don't need deals. But if a good deal comes, I'm not going to turn it away. Tax benefits, cash flow, refi. So we're always looking. We're not being aggressive. But like next year too, next year, 25, I'm going to be looking in the beginning really hard, like for a good deal. For example, Hadar, we're doing the deal review, June 25th, I think it is, 80 unit. He's doing the full deal review for the mastermind and non-mastermind members. He got a 25K a door. We're going to be looking, I think in 2025, I think there's going to be even more of those deals. I just feel the pain is not over yet. And I feel there's going to be a lot of pain for certain people, like those beginners who joined in 20 and 21 and buying these deals and overpaying, they're holding on right now. And I think 25, there's going to be a lot let go. You know,
for sure.
So, you know, and the last thing, this is, I don't like to make predictions but I feel the end of 26, you're going to see maybe some rents go up and some loosening. And I think in the middle or end of 26 is going to be a time where you wish you got educated 23, 24, 25, and you wish you were active 23, 24 in the right way for when the time is going to get better. And even now, most of them, rents have flattened and even gone down, but there's five markets I'm not going to give away that rents have gone up 3%. And I'm in two of those markets. Those are two of my main markets. So we put that in the chat the other day. So you got to be in the right markets, in a good economy, bad economy, good market cycle. And I'm in Tennessee, Knoxville and Nashville. And I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. I feel I love my markets in a good economy or bad economy. So I've been very fortunate to get the right education and to buy in the right markets.
Well, thank you so much, Marco. You gave so much free information, free tips. I'll put all those things in the show notes, that webinar, and hopefully have you again next time.
Thank you, Mecca.